Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Monty Ward. My guest today is Michele Faro. Michele's family's estate is Pietra Dolce in the Etna region of Sicily. Michele, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for your invitation.
Thanks
for
coming.
It's my pleasure.
So, Michele, tell me a little bit about the family history of Pietra Dolce, because it is an iconic Etna winery now.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's a long story because my grandfather was a small wine producer on the southern slopes of Mount Etna.
What was his name?
Michele, like me.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a tradition, you know, in Sicily to give to the nephew the same name of the grandfather. So it was a very small one because he was just cultivating 1 hectare of vineyards on the southern slopes of Mount Etna. Then my family has always been cultivating land even in different kind of agriculture. Culture business, so that's why we abandoned for a while. I mean, the vineyards, I mean the wine business, and something like 13 years ago, I decided that we should go back to the roots of the family, and so I decided.
So it was in 2004, wasn't it?
In 2005, exactly.
Okay.
Yes. And I decided to found Pietra Dolce, which is a family estate owned by my family, and with the deep roots in the wine business, but with a new soul. And Pietra Dolce is located, we found Pietra Dolce on the northern slopes of Mount Etna, which is the very iconic area for wines on Mount Etna. And we are cultivating 20 hectares vineyards, and most of them are prophylloxera, means vines from 100 till 130 years old. This is because we have a deep, deep passion for this terroir. We love Mount Etna as a magical terroir on the highest volcano in Europe. 3,300 meters. It's magical because you have such a great volcanic soil. You have such a great microclimate in that specific area. And you need to obtain great wines. All about elegance, finesse, minerality. So it's something that was discovered 25 years ago. Probably 20 years ago, now many people coming on Mount Etna. We were in the first group who discovered this great opportunity.
So there was a sort of a boom, wasn't there, of people investing in Etna, particularly from outside, but you are a local family.
We are a local family. We know the area. We believe in this area, and we have deep passion in what we do. That's why the choice to cultivate the prophylloxera vines, which is not easy. Because
which grape varieties have you got then?
We are really, really extremely traditional. We only cultivate Nerello Mascalese and Carricante, which are the typical grape variety of Mount Etna.
So what's your Carricante white wine called?
We produce an entry level, an Etna Bianco, and we produce two crew. Let's say Archineri Etna Bianco, which is one of our crew, 130 years old vines. And this is the only wine that we produce on the eastern slopes of Mount Etna, in the terroir of Milo, which is a small village typically known for Etna Bianco, for white wine. And from the same vineyards, we do a parcel selection of vines, so we choose the best wines, and we produce since last year, this is the second vintage released in the market, the 2016 will be released this year, and we produce a Sant'Andrea, which is what I call a Grand Cru, so it's a parcel selection of the best vines, which is vinified in a 1,000-liter oak tank with the long skin contact.
So that's Carricante again?
Yeah, again.
So you have, for the white wine, you have the Archineri Carricante.
Yes.
Then you have
Sant'Andrea.
Sant'Andrea, which is a parcel selection.
Which is a parcel selection with the long skin contact. And Etna Bianco, which is at our entry level.
And that just takes the name of Pietra Dolce.
Yeah, this is the, like, what I like to call classic, you know, yeah. Take the name of Pietra Dolce.
And red wine?
Red wine, we have a wider range of wines. So we have our entry level, so Etna Rosso, Pietra Dolce. And then we have three kind of crew, which are determined from by three single vineyards. So we like to go deeply in studying the terroir. That's why we decided to produce each crew from a single vineyards. It means that Mount Etna can express very different wines depending on the terroir. For sure, it's always Nerello Mascalese, but with different expression. One can be more elegant, one can be more structured. So you never know what the soil can give to your wine. This is because we have many different lava flows that came down from the volcano in the past years. Each lava flow generate different minerality in the soil. Different minerality in the soil give a different character to the wines. So that's why each vineyard give a different character to the wine.
So what are the names of the single vineyard Etna Rosso?
We produce Contrada Rampante, we produce Contrada Santo Spirito and Archineri.
Okay.
So three different single vineyards, three different crew.
So what's it? So Santo Spirito means Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
so
Holy Spirit. Yeah.
What is that soil type? What's the soil type?
The soil type?
Yeah. Santo Spirito.
In Santo Spirito there is a very sandy black soil. But the biggest difference in Santo Spirito compared to the other ones is the exposition. It's a large terraces, prefiloxera vines, because all our crew and grand crew are prefiloxera, and more open terraces. They are not closed, they are not like a claw. It's more closed, so more windy, and so more freshness in the wine.
And another one? Another crew? Contrada
Rampante is like a claw, is closed, so less windy, special microclimate, and different soil composition, different minerality in the soil.
And the altitude, roughly?
Rampante is 850 meters. Santo Spirito is 900 meters above sea level.
Wow, that's pretty high.
Yeah, we have a special condition because we are in Sicily, which is extreme south of Italy. So people who doesn't know Mount Etna can think, well, wow, this is south, so it's body wines, jammy wines, structure wine. This is not like this because we are on a mountain. So we have a positive connection of different things. It means we have character, structure of Sicilian wine, but in altitude. It means elegance. It means finesse.
So can you give us some food recommendations? Let's start with the Archineri White, for example.
Yeah, Archineri White, it's ideal with our typical seafood salad. I have a friend who's preparing a small trattoria, a great seafood salad. This is the best pairing.
So what does he put in the seafood salad then? How does he do that?
This is what I call the best seafood salad in the world, because it's warm, prepared express. At the moment, it's warm. He put octopus, calamari, shrimps, and a small shell called occhi di bue, in Italian.
Which means bullseye.
Yeah, exactly. And which is great. I suggest to try it.
Oxeye. Okay, and what about a good pairing for an Etna Rosso?
Etna Rosso, our Etna Rosso is for sure a wine that you can really easily pair with an easy grill meat steak, but why not with a soft grill tuna steak? Because Etna Rosso and Nerello Mascalese is not a body variety. It's light, it's elegant. So with 1 or 2 degrees less in temperature, you can also pair this wine, especially the entry level, with a nice tuna fish steak.
Brilliant. Your eyes have lit up. Did you have lunch today?
Yeah, a small lunch.
Yeah, I note the word small.
I will have a dinner.
Because Michele's eyes lit up when I asked him about food. Michele Ferro, thank you very much for telling us about Pietro Dolce.
It was my pleasure.
And you've really brought Sicily to life in your descriptions about these terrace vineyards and the volcano and all that sort of stuff. Plus, of course, the food. It's an incredible place.
Yeah.
And if one thing you do in your life in the wine trade, go to Etna.
Let me say, as a Sicilian who loves his region, that Sicily is like a continent, because in Sicily you can really find everything. You can find the mountain, you can find the sea, in the center is more arid, a bit more desertic. The west coast is more, let's say, Arabic style, and the east coast is more green. It's an unbelievable place, and Etna is an island in the island, because it is another world, as we say. So it's, I really suggest everybody to visit Sicily.
Yeah, and he's not exaggerating here. You think, oh, you know, he's historically, Sicily was its own kingdom, the kingdom of Sicily.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, when people say, oh, Sicily, Sicilians are always saying about how great Sicily is. Do you remember that it was their own country, effectively? So, and as he says, that it's got the variety of terroir there is incredible.
And it's a land that is improving more and more year by year. So many people coming visiting Sicily. It's really something special.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't get overrun. Anyway, thank you very much, Michele Fari, for coming in and telling us about Pietro Dolce
and
Sicily. And I wish you and your family every success.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.